man. We haven't had these tailgate motor guys in for a while. Sponsor of our studio. Welcome, Ethan Kindler.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah. I haven't seen you. Usually I see you at the gym.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of worried because I see Sam every once in a while. He's like, I wasn't able to make it today. But I think you guys have been out and about.
We're getting after it. Yeah, we're training for the Lincoln Half Marathon. So
yeah, good deal.
That's been kind of fun, getting good at running and running with our buddy Jason Chiquin. He's definitely built more for running than me and Sam are, but
Yeah, you guys are doing well. Let's talk about Tailgate Motors. Now, you're located two locations now. How did this all get started?
Yeah, so I'm from Fremont originally. Went to school in Lincoln for accounting and kind of got into that business pretty much right away. Figured out, you know, the accounting route wasn't really what I saw myself doing for the rest of my life. And, I spent a couple of months doing that and then kind of had another job working in a construction business, doing some accounting. And, you know, the whole time I'm like, what am I going to do? Like,
is this what I really want to do?
Yeah. Is this really what I want to do? I'm young. I just got out of college. I got my accounting degree. Did I waste my time? Like, what is my place in this world? Like, as I'm working on the side, I'm kind of scrounging Craigslist and
okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm always kind of looking for deals and, you know, I started on the side, you know, buying trucks off of Craigslist and bringing them home, cleaning them up in the driveway and posting them and just seeing if I can make something of it on the side. And that kind of took off, pretty much right away. I had some success in that and, you know, it eventually turned into kind of, okay, this is what you're going to do full time. You know, I was kind of pushed into it. I was working for, family, while I was doing this on the side and eventually they're like, all right, Ethan, you're good at this. Like, I can see this coming to fruition. You're going to jump off the boat and do this full time. And so, you know, I just kept doing it. It was a process. You know, you buy a truck, you clean it, you sell it, you go find the next one. And, that's just kind of what I did. Actually worked out of a shop in town here for a little bit. And, you know, as I'm doing that, I'm thinking, man, Ethan, you are a fool. What are you doing? You're sitting in a shop by yourself. It's cold. You're cleaning dirty cars. It's like, you just got your college degree and this is not what I thought I would end up doing with my life. But, you know, there was an opportunity, after doing that for a few months, there was an opportunity to buy our current South Street location.
Okay.
So we, you know, again, I'm hesitant to do it. I'm hesitant to kind of stick my neck out there and make the jump, but I had a lot of support at home with my wife and, you know, it's kind of a, if you don't try, you don't know. And, you know, we tried it and, it's been awesome. We opened up our South store. I had probably 5 pickup trucks on the lot. And I remember sitting in the store there, looking out, watching the cars drive by South Broad with my 5 little trucks lined up perfectly along South Broad Street. And I'm like, I would sit there and look at Bree and I remember a conversation pretty vividly. I just said, Bree, what are we doing? You know, we're sitting there waiting for people, like, just somebody please come in the door. And this is kind of a funny story. So I get my phone system set up and, it's the first week that I've, kind of been going and, you know, the phone rings the first time. And so we had these hollow core doors on our offices. And the phone's ringing. So I go to open my office door and my door is locked to my office and it's my first phone call.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss the call. So I kind of panicked and I broke the door, opening it just to get in there. I probably missed the phone call, but that is kind of a funny story. Just the excitement of that first phone call and, you know.
Big time.
Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, there was a lot of time just kind of, you have a lot of time to think when you're not busy. You know, mm-hmm. I remember I spent a whole couple of days painting the whole office because you're sitting in there, everything's right. Detailed, everything's perfect because you've got all this time. And so I was painting, you know, when you first start out, you kind of wear a lot of hats. I played janitor, you know, I clean the bathrooms, sure. Yeah. Take the mm-hmm. trash out, you know, yeah, all the stuff that you really don't think about being a business owner I was doing. And, but yeah, it's been a really fun journey. It's fun to see the growth. We've got a lot of top notch guys that have joined the team since we've started. Mm-hmm. AJ Snodgrass was the first one. We would go to the auctions buying trucks, and you know, I was focused on like finding deals, right? So we go to Omaha, go to the auto auction, and I brought AJ with me. And it this is kind of in the very beginnings, and I always tried to keep a really tight leash on him, like, don't screw up. I'm not gonna screw up, please don't screw up, you know. And I would focus on buying these cheaper trucks because it's like there's less risk, you know. You can buy a couple of cheap trucks. And I remember AJ, he comes up to me after the sale and he goes, well, I bought one. And I go, oh, awesome. What'd you get? And he ended up buying this $40,000 Super Duty. And I'm like, what are you doing? You just like, that's like five trucks on the lot. But to his credit, we sold that thing. That was one of our first big sales.
Then,
we sold it in like 2 days. So
nice.
It was kind of like, he got me there with the told you so. So
yeah, it sounds like you when you started, like you said, you were thinking, gosh, is this really what I'm going to do? Accounting?
Yeah.
And you kind of naturally just fell into doing this.
Yeah. No, it's total natural move. I grew up, you know, my dad, he's in the car business too. And mm-hmm. I remember he would always wash his, he had a red Corvette in like a 90s Corvette, and he'd wash it in the driveway, and I'd pull my bike up and I'd wash and wax my bike next to him. And you know, my dad's been successful in the car business, and
yeah.
I'm just like my dad, you know, I operate the same way. And so it's funny that I ended up doing or getting into the car business, because I always said, you know, I'm not going to do what my dad did. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to go to work in a suit and tie, and
right.
I'm going to be a businessman. And you know, it's the culture we've built at Tailgate. It's not like a typical dealership. You know, we're not in suit and ties. It's pretty laid back, and I really think that people who come in, they can appreciate that. You know, we're not going to put the high pressure sales pitch on them.
They feel
comfortable walking in the doors, and it's great. You know, we get a lot of great feedback from people. We just opened up Tailgate Garage mm-hmm. in Fremont. We have three of the best mechanics I think that you're gonna find in the area. Dylan, Tyler, and Sean, those three guys there are really, they that was just kind of automatic. There's no babysitting there. They just know what they're doing,
and they're
professionals. And so that's been really great for Tailgate too as a whole, you know, getting cars in and service quick before we put them out for sale.
Well, and so. when you do get a vehicle that you bring into the dealership, then you're able to take it there, get it all ready to go.
Yeah, we can put ourselves priority. You know, we're not having to wait. We can get stuff to market quicker. You know, if there is you know, on the rare occasion, something after the sale, you know, a customer comes in and, you know, he's got a squeaky belt or whatever, we can get it into the shop right away and, you know, just take care of it for the customer. And it just makes the whole process a lot smoother. And we're not having to wait on other people's work, you know, at other shops. Mm-hmm. We still utilize other shops in town, but it's just nice having a place, you know, you can pull up and be like, hey, can you guys take a look at this? And you know, they're going to look at it right away for you. So
yeah, and we didn't really tell you about Carla's experience. I mean, she was working with Brian on a vehicle, weren't you?
Oh
yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was really, really interested in it, and I had test drove it, noticed a few things that I didn't like,
yeah,
and brought it to Brian's attention, and he later said that, nope, not for you.
I'm not selling that
the car
to you.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he give you a tailgate shirt?
No.
No. Oh, man, Brian, he loves passing out free t-shirts. It's funny.
No, he didn't.
He orders them by the thousands down there.
But yeah. he's mainly down on South yeah, Broad. Yeah.
So Brian Vilwalk, he's running the South store and does a great job. You know, Brian, we always say Brian, he has the heart of an angel. He just loves people, and he's not even necessarily a car guy, but he's a people guy. And yeah. I think that's refreshing too for people. You know, they feel like, you know, Brian's out for their best interest, you know, and there's no selfishness there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate that honesty.
Yeah.
You know, going
yeah.
in that.
Yeah, and that's key. That's been key in our business, just hiring the right people. You know, we work, I trust everybody that works at the store. You know, we've got an awesome team, and it's fun. It's fun seeing the guys grow and get better at what they do, right? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, anybody can sell a car. You know, you can sell a car at any store. There's lots of options out there. It's just, how do you take care of somebody after the sale? How do you interact with people? Are you there to just get the sale and go home? And, you know, and I feel like that's not the mentality that we have. You know, the guys at the store, they really do care about people. And yeah. I think that's been key to the success of tailgate.
Well, I picked out a few more I'll be looking at.
Yeah.
Real soon.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Ethan Kindler with Tailgate Motors, and in the market right now, maybe just talk a little bit about the pre-owned market right at this moment.
Yeah. So, I mean, pre-owned is very strong right now. We're coming off of a really busy January and February. March was great. April's been solid, but we're seeing a lot of buyers, you know, they're conscious of interest rates, and mm-hmm. and I think that kind of plays into, you know, searching pre-owned and looking to maybe save on your payment by mm-hmm. buying in certain price points. And so when I'm buying, that's kind of primarily what I'm doing now is buying for the stores. I'm going to the sales, and I'm looking for, you know, good mileage, used, kind of loaded up pickups. And right now, half ton pickups have been selling very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think part of what's driving the used market is the new inventory that's out there. Like with inflation, everything is getting more and more expensive, and you're seeing less depreciation on these used price point trucks. And when I say price point, I'm talking like 30,000 and under. That's a really strong market for us, and that's what I'm focusing on when I'm going out and trying to bring this stuff in for the store. You know, what are people after? We've got data that tells us what's selling fast and what we need to maybe look at bringing in. And mm-hmm. you know, I think we've got a great selection on the lot. It's springtime. We've been looking at bringing in sports cars. This is like the fun part of the business. Springtime.
Yeah.
People are excited to, you know, have a summer with the convertible. And so we've got a couple of convertibles on the lot. Jeeps are really hot right now. It's fun. I pulled in this morning in a 22 Bronco. I had the top off last night, and
oh yeah,
it was
nice.
A little chilly this morning, but that, you know, that's what's exciting. People come in and they're excited to buy this stuff because it's kind of a big toy, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Yeah.
and
it
so
is.
Yep,
yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun getting to buy that stuff every day. I just buy what I think is cool, and usually it sells. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's not rocket science. You kind of just buy cool stuff that you think there's a demand for, and usually it sells, you know.
Well, it's like the 2018 you have out front here, the Chevy Silverado, all leather inside.
Yeah, that truck is super nice. It's got nice chrome aftermarket wheels and
110,000. I mean, that's pretty good miles on it too.
Yeah, that we're kind of a Chevy town. You know, there's a lot of Chevy buyers, and so
is there more on pickup side. Do they buy more Chevy or more Ford?
You know, it just depends on who you ask. You know, I tend to lean more towards Ford, but Chevy makes a great product, and and that truck outside in particular has the 6.2 motor in it. I know that's a desirable motor that people are after, and you know, there's kind of a rarity to that truck, and that's why I bought that one. I knew, you know, the mechanics of it and the motor that it came with, because most of them come with a 5.3, and that does have the 6.2 that a lot of people are searching for. So
that's for sure. Yeah, a lot of good stuff here.
Yeah, I'll have to bring you keys to one of the Corvettes so you can drive it. You keep asking me, where's my keys, Ethan?
Yeah, keys. We need keys.
I'm going to bring you something today. I will over lunch.
That'd be awesome.
I'll bring you. We have a 2016 Corvette with 3,000 miles.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we always say, well, you know, it's a little bit too far out. We need to move it, so we need the keys.
Yeah.
They never bring them.
No, I know.
Yeah, I'll start giving you.